This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته This is the ninth lecture, lecture number nine from the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون يوسف عليه السلام is addressing his mates in jail and he is calling them my companions He's giving da'wah. And when you give da'wah, you have to use kind words that softens the heart of the recipient so he can accept from you. Here he is innocent in jail. And he's Al-Kareem, Ibn Al-Kareem, Ibn Al-Kareem, Ibn Al-Kareem. The noble, the son of the noble, the son of the noble, the son of the noble. And he was given half of the beauty of the creations of Allah. But yet he is humbling himself to deliver La ilaha illallah. To those two individuals who approached him. They approached him, brothers and sisters in Islam, because they needed him. They did not approach him to learn about Tawheed, to learn about La ilaha illallah. They approached him because of his manner. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ You're a very special person. You're disciplined. You're polite. That is why we're approaching you. Here is Yusuf عليه السلام. Give them that invitation to the oneness of Allah, to Tawheed. In a way that is out of this world. Our lords, many lords, you serving many gods, many lords, is better? Or you serve one God, one Lord? أَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ And here he is in a very polite way, disclosing to them the wrongdoing. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ These idols that you worship beside Allah is a hearsay. ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give these idols authority in earth to be worshipped. إن الحكم إلا لله. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one in control. أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه. He commanded that you shall not worship anyone else but Allah. ذلك الدين القيم. And this is the true deen. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. But a lot of people know not. Yusuf عليه السلام began his da'wah with the tawheed. That's where you have to begin. Don't talk to non-Muslims about adultery, alcohol, hijab. Don't. Introduce to them Allah first. Who is Allah? Who is Allah? وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. And to Thamud, their brother Salih. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غير. The first one. I'm here to ask you to worship Allah alone. لا إله إلا الله. He's calling them to لا إله إلا الله. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا. And to عاد, their brother Hud. Right away. يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غير. لا إله إلا الله. Right away. وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا. And to مدين, their brother شعيب. What did he call them to first? قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غير. You must begin with توحيد. You must begin with لا إله إلا الله. You must. والنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم والحديث في الصحيحين من حديث ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما لما بعث معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه to Yemen. He sent معاذ رضي الله عنه to Yemen. Listen to this wasiyya which we all must comprehend and understand. قال يا معاذ, he said to معاذ in his way to Yemen, إنك تأتي قوما أهل كتاب. You're going to a land, the people there are from the people of the book, Christian and Jews. ليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه. Let be the first thing that you call them to is what? لا إله إلا الله. كلمة التوحيد. And stay on it. Don't move. فَإِنْهُمْ أَجَابُوكَ. If they accept it, then move to the salah. نوح يا إخوة, نوح. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَى قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. نوح عليه السلام spent 950 years calling his people to what? ما تعدى التوحيد نوح. He did not cross توحيد. ما بلغهم غير التوحيد. لأن ما قبلوا منه. They did not accept from him. توحيد. 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 لا إله إلا الله يا إخوة. هذه الكلمة والله يستهين بها كثير من المسلمين. سبحان الله, في مستدرك الحاكم من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, سأل موسى ربه. موسى عليه السلام asked his Lord. And we know that Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah from behind a veil. وكلم الله موسى تكليما. قال يا رب, he said, my Lord, علمني شيئا أذكرك به. Teach me something that I can remember you with. وخصني به. That no other human being does. فقال له ربه, الله سبحانه وتعالى said to him, يا موسى, أو موسى, قل لا إله إلا الله. قل لا إله إلا الله يا موسى. فقال يا رب, كل الناس يقول لا إله إلا الله. Everyone says لا إله إلا الله. I wanted something special for me. فقال له يا موسى, أو موسى, قل لا إله إلا الله. وعزتي وجلالي. By my might and glory. لو وضعت السماوات السبع ومن فيهن غيري في كفة. لو وضعت السماوات السبع ومن فيهن غيري والأرضين السبع في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة لمالت بهن لا إله إلا الله. If the seven earth and seven heavens are placed in one pan of the scale, and لا إله إلا الله in the other pan of the scale, لا إله إلا الله will outweigh the seven earth and the seven heavens and whatever on them or in them. The best of dhikr, the best of dua, the best of dua, أنت تعجب في علمنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيح دعاء الكرب. دعاء الكرب, you know دعاء الكرب, a dua that you make when you're distressed, when you're troubled, when you have no other resort but Allah. حديث ابن عباس, ما هو دعاء الكرب؟ لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم, لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. طب فين الدعاء؟ أين الدعاء؟ فين الدعاء؟ Where is the دعاء؟ هل أنت دعوت؟ Did you make دعاء in this؟ دعاء الكرب. When you're distressed, you need help. Oh Allah, I need help right now. Right now, help me right now. لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم, لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. All of it is about لا إله إلا الله. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. ماذا قال يونس في بطن الحوت؟ ماذا قال يونس في بطن الحوت؟ يونس in the womb of the whale. دعا, ماذا, بأي شيء دعا يونس؟ لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. وفي سنن الإمام الترمذي حديث عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده, وهذا السند حسن, وجده هو عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The best of dua is the dua that you make on the day of Arafah. وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And the best dua that I made and the prophets before me is what? لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. هذا هو الدعاء. يعني سبحان الله, هذه الكلمة تعجب. لا إله إلا الله. أعلى شعب الإيمان، أعلى شعب الإيمان. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كما في صحيح البخاري حديث أبي هريرة: الإيمان 74 شعبة، وفي رواية 64 شعبة. إيمان faith is 70 plus branches. Imagine إيمان to be a tree and it has branches. There are 70 plus branches and another wording 60 plus branches. The highest branch أعلاها what? لا إله إلا الله. وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من شعب الإيمان. Because of لا إله إلا الله, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. Imagine all this creation is for لا إله إلا الله. وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق. والحق ولا إله إلا الله. We have not created the heavens and the earth and what's in between them but for that truth which is لا إله إلا الله. Because of لا إله إلا الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the messengers and revealed the books. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. Because of لا إله إلا الله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah and created the hellfire. Jannah for those who believed it, implemented it, and hellfire for those who denied it, rejected it, did not implement it. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, I never get tired from narrating that hadith. لا يضرك ذنب مع لا إله إلا الله. يعني sometimes any sin that you make Allah can forgive it. But لا إله إلا الله, no. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive that you violate لا إله إلا الله. ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. And He will forgive everything else that you may do. Anything that you may do. As long as you ask for forgiveness. And what we mean here by shirk, you die as a mushrik. You die in that state. If you are a mushrik, if you're committing shirk, and if you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khalas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Jews and the Christians, and He said if they come back to Allah, khalas. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Disbelievers are those who say, المسيح is Allah. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. And then أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the end, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. Those who say that Allah is one of three are disbelievers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after those statements, those two statements in the Quran, He says, if they repent, if they come back to Allah, Allah غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah will forgive them. We mean by shirk that you die as a mushrik. But even if you commit shirk now and you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and you repent, khalas, in the dunya, but you die as a mushrik. Fi sunan al-imam al-tirmidhi hadith ilahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, abdi, my servant, listen to this, law ataytani bi qurab al-ard khataya. If you come to me with sins, can you imagine this? With sins that fills earth, but with one condition. لا تشرك بي شيئا. not committing shirk. أتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. I will bring you or I'll meet you with the same quantity forgiveness. ولا أبالي. هذا الحديث that I never get tired from narrating called حديث البطاقة. ده حديث وفي البطاقة. هذا الحديث يعني سبحان الله عرف بهذا الاسم معروف كده عند يعني is known with the people of حديث بحديث البطاقة. والحديث في مستدرك الحاكم وقال على شرط مسلم من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. Listen to this. يصاح برجل من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. One man from the ummah. One man. This hadith is different to the hadith السبعة. حديث أبي هريرة يقول لك سبعة يظلهم الله في ظل يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Seven people will be shaded under the throne. Huh? إمام عادل. A just imam, a just leader. Huh? There are seven people. In Hadith Abi Hurairah, Hadith the seventh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about seven kinds. سبع أنواع من الناس. يعني ممكن تحت الإمام العادل could be what? 100,000. إمام عادل. 200,000. Million. But this man, listen to this carefully. This man is one man from the ummah. One man only from the ummah. And that is why don't expect yourself to be that man. Because it's a very interesting scenario here. It's out of this world. Sure. One man from the ummah. So and so come to Allah. يصاح برجل من أمتي على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة. He comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فينشر له 99 سجلا كل سجل مثل مد البصر. He will have 99 books of sins. Books. Sins. 99 books. This is not the amazing piece. You know what the amazing piece? If you unfold one of these books, it will reach as far as his eyesight reaches. طب imagine. يعني هذا الرجل ما شغل نفسه غير بالذنوب. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, هل ظلمك كتبتي? Did they record my scribes, my angels, my recording angels? Did they write something that you did not do? قال لا يا رب. I said, no, Allah. I did all of this. Do you want to refute any of this? Do you have a problem with anything that is recorded? لا يا رب. Everything is in there. Then, subhanAllah, he will be leaving, thinking that he's about to be thrown in the hellfire. فأقول عبدي, my servant, come back. إن لك عندي بطاقة. There is a card. وإنه لا يظلم عندي اليوم أحد. And today there is no injustice. فيقول أي رب. He will say, يا رب, وما تفعل هذه البطاقة أمام هذه السجلات. What this card will do in the scale in front of all these books. فقال عبدي احضر وزنه. Stay until you see your scale. فتوضع هذه البطاقة. This card will be placed in one pan of the scale. And the 99 books of evil sins, of sinning, will be placed in the other pan of the scale. فترجح بهن البطاقة. That again, that card will outweigh all these 99 books. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ولا يرجح بسم الله شيء. What is written in this bitaqa, brothers and sisters in Islam? La ilaha illallah. This is somebody who understood this word. But he was weak. He got engaged in sins. But again, I want to warn you, this is what? One man. But it really also sends a message to us that never judge a Muslim. Never judge a Muslim. Here is somebody who never pass a judgment over a Muslim. Oh, you're going to the hellfire, you're done because he's sinning. No. Don't do this. يعني في سنن الإمام الترمذي, two brothers. One of them is righteous, the other one is not righteous. Off and on. Sins, repents. He's just... The righteous person used to go on and live on the top of the hill, and he used to come down and visit his brother. So when he came down, he found his brother sinning. فقال له, he said to him, والله لن يغفر الله لك. By Allah, Allah will not forgive you. فسمعه ربه وهو السميع. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet at the time, and he said, من هذا الذي يتأله علي? Who is taking my place? Who is taking my position? Who is taking an oath on me? This is my call. It is not anybody's call. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the Prophet, أخبره, tell that person that because of what you said, I have forgiven your sinning brother and all your righteous deeds that you done in the past are in vain. Start working over now. غفرت له وأحبطت عملك. Because of the statement that you made. That person of Hadith al-Bitaqa, Subhanallah, one of the Ruwat هذا الحديث اسمه حمزة الكناني, يعني the 4th century after Hijrah, 357 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to Egypt and he narrated this hadith في مسجد عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه. In مسجد عمرو بن العاص, one of the people who heard this hadith, Su'iq, he died upon hearing this hadith. He got shocked. He just, يقول أحد الرواة, I was the one who washed him and buried, shrouded and buried him because of this hadith. Because هذا الحديث, يعني, it gives hope. It gives hope to you. طبعا, without لا إله إلا الله also you're not gonna enter Jannah. هذا كلام لا جدال فيه. لأن كثير من المسلمين, a lot of Muslims, they say, well, this person is not a Muslim, but yet he gives charity and he helps the poor and he helps the needy. يا أخي ما ينفع. Without لا إله إلا الله, يجي ناس يقول لك, طب يا عم نيوتن واينشتاين والناس دول, they served humanity. Where is لا إله إلا الله? Without لا إله إلا الله, even if your father is Ibrahim عليه السلام, يعني إبراهيم عليه السلام, we know that in the dunya he given his father the best da'wah. يا أبتي, يعني سبحان الله, just read سورة مريم, واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. Mention in the book Ibrahim, he was a truthful prophet. إذ قال لأبيه يا أبتي, my father, he said to my father, يا أبتي, يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان, do not worship شيطان. يا أبتي إني قد جاءني من العلم, I have knowledge. يا أبت لما تعبد ما لا يسمع ولا يبصر. Beautiful دعوة. And at the end, his father, with a very harsh way, he responded, أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم؟ I will stone you to death. Otherwise, leave. لئن لم تنتهي لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا. شوف. قال سلام. هجر جميل. سلام. في صحيح البخاري حديث أبي هريرة. إبراهيم. His father will come to him in the day of judgment. He will come to him in the day of judgment. Rescue me, Ibrahim. Help me. Aren't you my son? Help me. Help me today. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam will say to his father, my father, hasn't I told you not to disobey me? Haven't I asked you to obey me on the dunya? He said, today I will not disobey you. Al-yawma la a'asak. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, relying on the dua that he made في سورة الشعراء, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Do not disgrace me, O Allah, on the day of resurrection. He will take the hand of his father and he will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ, and he will say to him, يَا رَبْ, my Lord, أَلَمْ تَعِدْنِي أَلَّا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Haven't you promised me not to disgrace me today? وَأَيُّ خِزْيٍ مِنْ أَبِي الْأَبْعَدِ. What other disgrace than my father? Go into the hellfire. Can you please, oh Allah, my father, I'm Imam al-Tawheed, I'm the one who, Ibrahim هذا, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. We're talking about the Khalil. Khalil al-Rahman, the friend of Allah. The friend of Allah. Someone who was stripped naked in front of the hell, in front of the fire in the dunya for la ilaha illallah. Umirna wa umira nabiyuna an yaqtadi bih thumma awhayna ilayka an ittabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa. We reveal to you Muhammad to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We laqad kana lakum fi Ibrahim uswatun hasana. We have uswa in Ibrahim alayhi salam. All of this, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him no. Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, inni harramtu al-jannata 'ala al-kafirin. Done deal. Jannah is haram for the kafirs. No question. No question. Regardless of how good you are, without la ilaha illallah. مثل الذين كفروا بربهم أعمالهم كرماد اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاصف. The likeness of those who disbelieve in Allah, who do not say la ilaha illallah, their good deeds in the day of resurrection will be like ashes in a windy day. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب. Their deeds is going to be like a mirage. وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. فمهما عملت من عمل, regardless of what deed you do, if لا إله إلا الله is not there, لا ينفعك هذا العمل. ومهما عملت من ذنب, and regardless of how much sins you commit, as long as you have la ilaha illallah, you may be forgiven. And if you end up going to the hellfire for a while, and we believe this as Muslims, you see, as Muslims with the proper creed, you see, we have two groups in the Muslims. One of those 70, two of those 73, huh? Al Khawarij, والمرجئة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? The ummah will split into what? 73 sects. The split, by the way, is not في الأحكام الفقه. لا, the split in لا إله إلا الله. In understanding لا إله إلا الله. So one of these groups is called Al-Khawarij. The people who gun out, يعني Khawarij. The outcast, whatever it is. الخارجي, فكر الخوارج, يقول, they say, أن مرتكب الكبيرة خالد مخلد في النار. If you commit a major sin and you do not repent from it, you will, even so you say لا إله إلا الله. Even so you say لا إله إلا الله. You're a Muslim, you say لا إله إلا الله. But you died committing a major sin, adultery, drinking alcohol, smoking, marijuana, all that stuff, drugs, and you die, you're going to stay in the hellfire for eternity. Khalid. So this is what? One extreme. One extreme. يقول لك لا يخرج من النار. وجابوا يعني فيه جابوا, they brought evidence. ما هو؟ ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه ولعنه. And whoever kills a Muslim, another believer, intentionally, he will stay in the hellfire for eternity. But you cannot just take that ruling without also bringing the other text. We have hadith Abi Sa'id. يكفيك حديث أبي سعيد في صحيح البخاري, the man who killed 100 souls, he ended going to where? To Jannah. So this is one end. The other end is what? المرجئة. إيه عن المرجئة؟ The people who believe in wishful thinking. يقول لك, as long as you say لا إله إلا الله, خلاص, you're good. إيمانك, your faith is like the faith of جبريل and ميكائيل, وانت رايح الجنة. طب أنا ما بصليش, مش مشكلة, ولا no صلاة, لا لا, it's good, you're good. زكاة, you're good. إرجاء. والأمة, معظم الأمة هكذا للأسف. A lot of the أمة at this time of that type, unknowingly, they don't know it. يقول لك, يا عم, why don't you pray? يا عم, الإيمان في القلب. إيمان is in the heart. ها؟ طب الصلاة, لا, ده حال الواحد يقول لك, والله يا عم الشيخ أنا كويس جدا. يعني يجي يقول لك, يا شيخ, I'm a very good person, I do, يعني the only thing that I do not do is I don't pray five times. أنت كويس, you don't pray five times, you're in trouble if you don't pray five times. ها, فالإرجاء اللي هو يقول لك إيه, ما في, يعني سبحان الله, one of those people actually, he said this, he wrote a book, very interesting, just to let you know how twisted they are. I want to restore the dignity of the Pharaoh. Restore the dignity of the Pharaoh. ده انت فرعون هذا تقرأ القرآن. When you recite the Quran, yeah, when Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentions فرعون, anger, لعنة, يعني curse, always curse, لعنة, ها, curse, لعنة. يعني when سيرة فرعون, when the name of فرعون is mentioned, just read the words around it. He's going, يقدم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار بئس الورد المورود. يعني language that was, this person what want to restore the dignity of what? طيب, what are you trying to do? He said before his death, لا إله إلا الله. هو فعلا قال, ها, حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به. طب ده يا رجل, ده كلام, ده ما هو, ده هي سدت الغرغرة. ها, ماذا قال الشيطان؟ قال, يا رب, I will misguide all the children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as long as they do not reach that stage, I will accept the repentance. He said it when he was drowning. ما ينفع. Add to this that the way that he said it. فالإرجاء is what? They say that what? لا إله إلا الله وخلاص. You're going to Jannah. طيب, we are in between. We are in between. They say what? If you commit a major sin and you fail to repent from it in the dunya and you have la ilaha illallah, you die with la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah will get you out of the hellfire. يعني في حديث في مستدرك الحاكم حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه. One day he was narrating this hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني the meaning quickly of the hadith, the time will come when no Islam, يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس الوشى من الثوب. يعني Islam one day will what? Gradually there will be no Islam in earth. لا يدري الناس, people will know, لا صلاة, how to pray, ولا زكاة, ولا صدقة, ولا نسك. They don't know anything about الأعمال الإسلام. ما بيصلي, ما في, nobody prays, nobody fast, ما في صلاة, ما في صلاة. The only thing that is left in earth is what? The elders are saying what? لا إله إلا الله. The elders. So the people will ask them, where did you hear that لا إله إلا الله? How did you hear about it? He said what? Well, we heard our ancestors saying it. Then Sila, one of the students of Hudayfa, Sila to Ibn Dhufr, he said, وَمَا تَفْعَلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ? What لا إله إلا الله is going to do to them? He asked to Hudayfa, what لا إله إلا الله is going to do to them? Hey, if they do not pray, if they do not, if they do not, if they do not, what لا إله إلا الله is going to do to them? فرد عليه حذيفة three times. He said three times. يا صلة تنجيهم من النار. يا صلة تنجيهم من النار. يا صلة تنجيهم من النار. لا إله إلا الله will take them out of the hellfire. So yes, he's a Muslim. He said لا إله إلا الله. And he is committing major sins. And he did not repent. He did not repent. And he died. He will go to the hellfire. But Allah decides this, not me and you. But he will come out of the hellfire with la ilaha illallah. وهذا تفسير قول الله تعالى ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب وقرآن مبين. Listen to this. ربما يود الذين كفروا لو كانوا مسلمين. One day the disbelievers will cry, will wish that they said la ilaha illallah. Man, I wish I said it. I wish I said it. They will say this. The disbelievers one day will say this. I wish I said it. In more than one hadith, في حديث actually في صحيح مسلم, حديث سعد بن أبي وقاص, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم explains this verse by saying, when Muslims are in the hellfire serving the time for the major sin that you committed, that they committed, then they will be called out. So and so, your time is up, come out. For disbelievers will look at one, why are those people going out? Oh, they said la ilaha illallah. They are Muslims. I wish we said it. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا Muslimin. The least that la ilaha illallah will do for you, it will take you out of the hellfire. I really don't want to move. Just that word is so the problem with us, that we don't know what it means. And this is, you know, if Muslims know what this word means, we will not have divisions. We'll be united. That's why a lot of Muslims are, there is this unity because of that word. We're not getting it, we're not grasping it. And I'm sorry to say this, but don't think in a way that I'm saying that the disbelieving Arabs at the time of the Prophet ﷺ are better than any Muslim now. I'm not saying this. But I'm telling you that they really understood what it means. They did understand what it means. The Arabs. And that's why they refused to say it. They refused to say it. Here is the problem that we have. A lot of Muslims, they think La ilaha illallah, that you believe no creator but Allah. No sustainer but Allah. No one guides, misguides but Allah. No one gives life, gives death but Allah. What is this called? Do you know what is this called? Ahsant. It's called Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. The unity, the oneness of the Lordship. And listen to that statement that I love. Isma. توحيد الربوبية وحده أو وحده أو وحده لا يدخل أحدا في دين الإسلام. You believe in that Allah is the creator, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the provider, Allah is the one who guides, Allah is the one who misguides, Allah is the one who gives life, Allah is the one who gives death, Allah is the. You did not come up with anything new. طمهو. Aho, look. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say who? Them here refers to who? Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, Utba, Shayba. They said Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ. Who created you, Abu Lahab? لَيَقُولُنَّ. Allah. They never denied that. They never denied this. Ya akhi, the huwa, the chief or the boss or the leader of shirk and kufr in earth never denied it. Who are we talking about? Shaitan. Satan. When he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refused to bow down to Adam, Allah asked him, why didn't you bow down as I commanded you? What did he say? قَالَ خَلَقْتَنِي. You created me. Did Satan deny that Allah created him? Never. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Did Satan deny that Allah is the one who misguides? Allah is the one who guides? أَنْظِرْنِي. Give me the respite. Let me, allow me to live, please, to prove to you that they don't deserve. This is not La ilaha illallah. You know what La ilaha illallah is? That when a command comes to you, you say, I hear and I obey. هذه لا إله إلا الله. صلي. We'll see. Zaki, we'll see. La ilaha illallah, that you do not say no. La ilaha illallah means that whatever you're commanded to do, you must strive to do it to the best of your capacity. You do not meet it with fatwa from the sheikh and fatwa from that sheikh or. هذه لا إله إلا الله. A lot of Muslims are, يا أخي ربنا خالق ربنا غفور رحيم. يا سيدي ماشي غفور رحيم بس لماذا؟ Why don't you pray? Why don't you do the Allah commanded you to do? Why? If you believe He's the creator, if you believe that He's the sustainer, if you believe that He's the one who given you this life, if you believe that He's the one who's going to take it away from you, if you believe that He's the one who guides you, if you believe all of this, why don't you submit to Him? Why? Why don't you say, I hear and obey? Why? Tell me. هذه مشكلة الأمة الآن. This is the problem with the Ummah now. The main misconception in this area. طبعا سبحان الله, I have never seen something that is so much guarded in the religion than this word, than this kalima, because it's so precious, so valuable. There is a beautiful hadith in Sunan al-Nasa'i and Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and Ibn Majah, hadith At-Tufail ibn Shakhbarah. هذا اسمه, وهو أخو عائشة من أمها أم رومان. He's the brother of Aisha, but from her mother, أم رومان. Not the son of Abu Bakr, another father. أم رومان married before أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه. He saw a dream. He met a group of Jews. فقال لهم, he said to them, نعم القوم أنتم لولا أنكم تشركون. You are good people, Jews, but you commit shirk. تقولون عزير ابن الله. You say عزير is the son of Allah. Then the Jews told him, ونعم القوم أنتم لولا أنكم تشركون. What good people you are, has it been that you also commit shirk? What do we do? تقولون ما شاء الله ومحمد. If Allah wills and Muhammad. و. And then he met a group of Christians and he said to them, نعم القوم أنتم لولا أنكم تشركون. What a good people you are, has it been that you commit shirk? قال وما هو؟ قال تقولون المسيح ابن الله. You say المسيح is the son of Allah. And then the Christians said to him, ونعم القوم أنتم لولا أنكم تشركون. What a good people you are, has it been you commit shirk? تقولون ما شاء الله ومحمد. If Allah wills and Muhammad. And Muhammad. So he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he told him about it. The Prophet ﷺ immediately, he stood up and he said, stop saying this. Don't say wa Muhammad. Rather say, then Muhammad. ما شاء الله, إن شاء الله ومحمد. إن شاء الله ثم محمد. What is the difference? Letter, one letter. You committed shirk with one letter. One letter. Wa. Wa, one letter. Wa in Arabic means what, ya ikhwa? And. طيب. If you say, Insha'Allahu wa Muhammad, you're committing shirk. But you should say, Insha'Allah thumma. Thumma in English means what? Then Muhammad. Who can tell me what is the difference between the two statements? أي مجتهد ولكل مجتهد نصيب. The first. مين اللي قال واو العطف؟ Who said واو العطف؟ أنا سمعت العطف. تفضل. الواو المعية, لا هي العطف, يعني العطف مع المعية, يعني join. طيب, if I say, يعني هو نعم, if I say, if Allah wills and Muhammad, that means Muhammad is a partner in the will of Allah. هذا هو الشرك. But if you say, if Allah wills, then Muhammad, then the will of Muhammad is under the will of who? شيء, كلمة, شرك, شرك. طب والله أنا بيدخل علي, يعني sometimes people come into my office and say, يا عم الشيخ أنا معلش عنده ظروف ومش عارف إيه, أنا معتمد على ربنا وعليك. يا الله, I'm relying on Allah and you. I said, Ya Rajul, then. طبعاً to explain to him then and is shirk. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم most probably this happened later on. والحديث في الأدب المفرد للبخاري ومسلم الإمام أحمد وسنن النسائي حديث ابن عباس. One day a man said to him, إن شاء الله وشئت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became angry. He said, أجعلتني لله عدلا؟ أجعلتني لله ندا؟ You're making me a rival to Allah. Say, إن شاء الله وافصل. افصل يعني stop or say then. طب how many Muslims do this now? Huh? شرك. طيب حديث قتيلة بنت صيفي الجهينية والحديث في سنن الإمام النسائي. A group or one man, one rabbi came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said to him, يا محمد إنكم تشركون بالله. Oh Muhammad, you make shirk, you commit shirk. For the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, وما هذا, what is this? تقولون والكعبة. He say by the Kaaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately he stood up and he addressed his companions and he said, لا تقولوا والكعبة بل قولوا ورب الكعبة. By the Lord of the Kaaba. طيب you find Muslims now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول, من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. If you take an oath in anything but Allah, you committed shirk. You find Muslims now saying, "Wahyat ummi." Shadu Allah ilaha illallah, Shadu Muhammad Rasulullah. I should have said that. He took an oath in his mother, in his father. Some people actually in Egypt, you know, we have that mustache thing. Huh? You know, we got it from Turkey. Huh? You know. We got this mustache thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, اعفو اللحى, let your beard grows, وقصوا الشارب, and shorten your mustache. Muslims right now, they grow the mustache, and they do what? It's like what? سمعنا وأطعنا. Where is سمعنا وأطعنا? Where is سمعنا وأطعنا? فواحد يقول لك ايه وشنبي يحلف بشنب باي ماي مستاش. والله في ناس في مصر يفعلون هذا, يقول لك وشنبي, يقول لك باي ماي مستاش. طب هذا كله شرك. شرك. طيب listen to this حديث, حديث الصحيحين, حديث زيد بن خالد الجهني. يقول زيد, كنا في الحديبية, we were in the day of حديبية with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, على إثر سماء. Fireworks? What's going on? Huh? Huh? Oh yeah, this is the 4th of July, Independence Day. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Ya Allah. All right. Is it today? Today is the 2nd, no? 2nd? So 2 more days left, right? Okay. طب احنا كنا بنقول يا رئيس. Anybody remember what were اي حديث ها نعم حديث زيد بن خالد الجهني رضي الله عنه. He said, كنا في الحديبية مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we were in الحديبية, على إثر سماء. يعني إثر السماء يعني الدنيا مطرت. It rained. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم after he led us in the salah, he addressed us and he said, أتدرون ما قال ربكم الليلة؟ Do you know what your Lord said tonight? قلنا الله ورسوله أعلم. We said Allah and His Messenger know best. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قال الله تعالى, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, أصبح من عبادي مؤمن بي وكافر. This morning, some people woke up, believers, and some people, some people woke up disbelievers. أَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ Whoever says, مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ This rain came down by the virtue of Allah. فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ بِي He is believing in me. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disbeliever in the planet. And whoever says we received this rain and we got this rain because of the cloud went right and left and the stars and the Mother Nature, Mother Nature thing, is a believer in the planet, in the stars, and disbelievers in me. You find Muslims these days, Mother Nature. هذه كلمة كفر هذه Mother Nature. أنتوا تعرف يعني something that you hear in the news. Our children hear it all the time. And the non-Muslims they repeat it around us all the time. Look at the weather. Oh Mother Nature. هو Mother Nature هذا إله. God. لا ما هذا إله. ف what I wanted to say is حتى الكلمة. Is a violation of لا إله إلا الله. طب اسمع إلى هذا الحديث وفي سنة النسائي. Just to let you know how much this word was guarded in the Sharia. Don't violate لا إله إلا الله. Don't be careful. That's why we need to learn it. We need to know what violates لا إله إلا الله. Guard it. في سنن النسائي. After the battle of Hunayn. حديث أبي واقد الليثي. After the battle of Hunayn. Or before the battle of Hunayn, either or, the Muslims were marching and they end up staying in front of the disbelievers, the army of the disbelievers. The disbelievers had a tree. They had a tree. They would hang their swords on it and they would go around it. This tree is called ذات أنواط. اسم أنين. For the Muslims, but I want to clarify something that those are the Muslims who joined Islam recently after the conquest of Mecca. This battle was right after the conquest of Mecca. So they were not established in the creed. So they came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they said to him, O Messenger of Allah, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. Can we have a tree like them, O Messenger of Allah? Can we have a Christmas tree? Can we? Can we have a Halloween party like them? Can we celebrate our birthdays like them? Can we celebrate our anniversaries like them? That this is a violation of Tawheed, of La ilaha illallah. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allahu Akbar. That's his reaction. Allahu Akbar. لقد قلتم كما قال بنو إسرائيل لموسى اجعل لنا إلها كما لهم آله. Subhanallah. You know, Bani Israel, when they crossed the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, when they, يعني, here they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing them a sign out of this world. The Pharaoh and his gang is behind them. إنا لمدركون يا موسى إنا لمدركون فلما تراءى الجمعان قال أصحاب موسى إنا لمدركون they will catch us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, cast your stick in the al-bahr, the sea, and then they will cross, and the Pharaoh and his people will drown. شوف وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر. As soon as they crossed, they saw some Bedouins in the desert, in the other side, building an idol. And they are ما هو ذا البدو ما يعرف أحد على التوحيد بدو in Sinai قالوا يا موسى, oh Musa, can we please have a God like them? Huh? The same exactly with Muslims now.
يا أخي أنت لا إله إلا الله, أنت مسلم. You're a leader. You're supposed to lead people. You want to imitate them? ما ينفع. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن التشبه بغير المسلمين. That you try to look like a non-Muslim. No. This is why, because you're supposed to be a light for them. If you're doing what they are doing, it's a sign of لا. حتى في العبادة, even in عبادة, even once it comes to our acts of worship, في العبادة, في العبادة. فهذه الكلمة, this word, brothers and sisters in Islam, has to be taught again to the Ummah. And I insisted today to make it special. Benefit number 45, just focusing on this kalima, because it is the wasiyah of all the prophets. يعني سبحان الله, and I close with this inshallah. The oldest wasiyah that we know in the sunnah, في مسند الإمام أحمد حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص, سيدنا نوح عليه السلام, before his death, he called upon his son and he said to him, إني قاص عليك الوصية, I want to leave my will to you. He said, أوصيك بلا إله إلا الله. Huh? I want you to take care of لا إله إلا الله. إبراهيم ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه, إبراهيم يعقوب, أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم before his death, just to show you again, before his death, 3 days, كما في الصحيح, صحيح البخاري, حديث جرير بن عبد الله البجلي رضي الله عنه, before his death, 3 days, he said something actually that the ummah is doing right now. What did he say? لعن الله اليهود والنصارى اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم وصالحيهم مساجد. The Jews and the Christians, they took the graveyards of the righteous people and their prophets a place of worship. They go and pray there. ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك, ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك, ألا إني أنهاكم عن ذلك. Dare you do this? Dare you to do this? Dare you to do this? Go and go to the Muslim world. Huh? They go around the graveyard. يعني في, we have something in Egypt called the Sayyid al-Badawi. Called the Sayyid al-Badawi.
Is he from Morocco?
Well, I don't know where he is from. But by the way, he's a righteous person, by the way. Sayyid al-Badawi hada is a righteous person. It's like this, you know, the concept of saints. These people are righteous people, but we made up all these stories from them. One of the sheikh narrates this and says, you know, the last, he wanted to go and see Sheikh ismu Muhammad Hassan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahfadah. I heard him saying this. He said, the people kept telling me about Sayyid al-Badawi, Sayyid al-Badawi, Sayyid al-Badawi. يعني السيد البدوي, the final night, 4 million people go to his graveyard. زيارة مالي. ف he was standing out there from a distance, and then he saw a woman approaching the graveyard. And she spoke to the graveyard and she said, يعني بلهجة كده مصرية, أنا زعلانة منك يا سيد. I'm very unhappy with you, يا سيد. فالشيخ said, then I came near and I wanted to know the rest of this, you know. بقالي 4 سنين عمال أحط في الصندوق عشان عايز ولد وانت مش عايز تديني ولد يا سيد. 4 years
I put in the box, donations, so that you can give me a son. And you don't want to give me a son, ya Sayyid? Mushkila. But what we need to know is Sayyid al-Badawi is a righteous person, if these righteous people. But you cannot pray to the dead. That is why we're banned to have graveyards in the masajid. Wallahi, ana ra'ayt hada bi'ayni fi masjid fi al-Husayn fi Misr. Al-rajul yaqif dumu' tearing like his, and he's talking to the graveyard. Out of this world. Out of this world. This is how much violation we are in La ilaha illallah. And then Muslims ask, why doesn't Allah give us victory? Why doesn't Allah give us victory? It's an invitation to go back to this world and know its conditions and know what violates it. Because it is the wasiyah, the will of the prophets before us. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته